say you wanna get in.
Putting on people. Hi, welcome to the Swole Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you're currently listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Let's go. You know what it is. We have guests in here. Why is there such a... Oh, here we go. I had to turn off the aux. Now we're doing good. We have guests. Do you want to introduce yourselves? I don't know why there's such a...
I'm DJ Speed Racer.
What's going on here?
Look at the DJ name.
I'm DJ Sagittarius.
And I'm DJ Brain.
Oh, you picked one. Before you didn't, which I was very interested in.
That's a good one. Is that like the Arthur character?
No, or? It's my last name.
Oh.
It's funny because we actually mentioned this in the car.
Yeah.
Why is this so... Your mics aren't near each other. Do you guys hear this?
I don't think so. Yeah, no, I hear that. No, the screechy bit.
I don't like that. I really don't.
I personally don't hear it, but...
Yeah, me neither.
Maybe it's just me because I'm a delinquent and I don't put my headphones on. You guys all do. Everyone
does.
You
a lot more than we are.
Everyone does. And then I'm just sitting here like, I don't need these. I don't need to check for my own sound.
I was told to, and I would never disobey.
Who told you this?
I just like to. I told her to. I told DJ Sagittarius to.
It just makes me feel professional.
That too.
Oh,
gotta
yeah.
get the whole package.
Professionalism.
Yeah.
Like what's... your tiger shirt?
Oh my gosh, no. Okay, so I bought two shirts the other day. I mean last night, and one has tigers and dragons all over it, and the other one is a Roman bust that has like a sensor bar over it with Japanese on it, which is like vaporwave and stuff. And so I at least think I can wear the dragon one to work.
Uh-huh.
It reminds me of that butterfly one that you have worn to like interviews and stuff.
Yeah, and I wear that one.
Yeah,
you
could definitely wear that one.
The Roman bust one?
At risk of restarting an age-old argument, what isn't vaporwave aesthetic again?
Stop! Okay.
As long as you put the right cotton candy colors on it.
No, well, okay. It's not cotton candy colors. It's an amalgamation of nostalgic images. Stop!
I didn't say anything.
I put them through so much. You get a break. They can't.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's an amalgamation of color palettes, characters, nostalgic imagery, and Roman busts to elicit a false nostalgic feeling. Yes!
Wait, why is it false?
Because it's not real. It never was. You think the 80s were real? You think the 80s
were weird
like
Japanese sensor bars over it?
Yes. No. It's so hot. I'm gonna feel so sexy when I roll up.
Roman bust though.
I don't know. 80s.
It's aesthetic.
It's aesthetic.
I don't think the Romans were around in the 80s.
No, like, but as their an empire. Busts were. Their Roman busts were.
I don't think that's unique to
only
the 80s.
Only in the 80s.
Only in the 80s.
I'm pretty sure they've been around since the Roman Empire.
So you might be right, but you might be wrong. So
like maybe the negative 80s.
In fact, yeah, wait, no, that's not true.
Really?
I don't know history.
It's not true.
What about 80 AD?
80 AD? Well, not those busts. Those busts are from the 1400s.
Oh, wait, true. Really?
Wait, what?
Most of the busts you're looking at, that's Renaissance and High Renaissance, which is the 14 to 1500s.
So the 1480s.
The 1480s!
Well, I just learned me a factoid.
This is what happens when you take soft liberal arts classes, Bennett.
I think I'll stick to what I'm doing.
No, it's fine. That's just so I can sound pretentious when I talk to people.
Okay.
And then dead instruments. Oh, I love my...
What about music theory?
No, okay, I dropped
Speaking of
that.
Instruments.
I dropped that one. That wasn't fun.
My favorite dead instrument is the dead trombone.
Wait, what's the dead trombone?
How is it dead?
It's a trombone, except...
It's dead?
My favorite is the dead fish. You just, like, slap it against tables a bunch and it makes a sound.
That's a good instrument. Mine is mayonnaise.
Trombone.
Mayonnaise is an
Patrick,
instrument.
Patrick, mayonnaise is not an instrument.
It absolutely is.
No, it's as much of an instrument as giving Roger some food and figuring out if he'll eat it or not.
Is anything that makes a sound an instrument?
No.
I feel like anything that you can manipulate to make different sounds. Or the same sound, actually.
Or with intent.
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's your instrument. Like, anything can make noises. It okay. doesn't mean it's an instrument. Yes, absolutely.
No.
So dead fish plus table is an instrument.
Yes.
I guess you're right, but I don't really want to admit you are.
Well.
I don't. There we go. I think that works. There it is.
Oh, is the ringing still there? Because I still have never heard it.
I think... Why is it like this? Now it's blinking. Wait, hang on. Here we go. Maybe. There it is. I did it. Anyway, I should probably ID this song. This was Handshakes by Metric from their third album, Live It Out. What is it? Yes, it is their third album. It's a very good album.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been in my car. It's the theme night, guys.
Mm-hmm.
All this music is either guests or my music that have brought us through the commute. Music makes everything better. See?
I heard that one.
Yeah.
What is going on here? You guys shouldn't...
Circuit gremlins.
That actually sounds right.
That's actually piercing.
That was actually piercing. And you guys aren't, like, touching it. No, I don't like this. All right, we're going to put on some more music. That's what we're going
Good
to
plan.
Do. Let's do it.
you to leave, cause I know exactly where it leads, but I watch us go round and round each time. You got that dream.
It's priceless. You so beautiful when you on the road. It's something awful what it do to the pros. You ain't guessing, you ain't listening. I'm flossing with my girl's best friend. Shining with my girl's best friend. I'm blinding with my girl's best friend.
When I raise them in the sky, yeah. Shine so bright it'll blind your eyes.
So bright.
You're a girl's best friend. Rolling with you until the end.
Bling, bling, you with the whole team, get the pearls on the ding, ding. They see the shine, they eat it up, they see the flood, but they can't see the time. Time, you so sparkly, if you ain't a part of me, it's like the Rockets with no Barkley. You so hard, I'm getting them with no prob, I mean the women give me gold stars. You so special, you multifaceted, you can cut glass with it. It's so brilliant. Go spend a little dough, look like you sold millions.
push you everlasting and drastically important with sport in your yellow fashion. You ain't guessing, you ain't listening. If you stay glistening, shake your wrist and just shine with your girl's best friend. Ride and blindin' with your girl's best friend. Wildin' with your girl's best friend. It's D.I. and your girl's best friend.
When yeah. I praise him in the sky, shine so bright it'll blind you.
Swear that's to right. me mostly.
Are we back on the air?
Yes, we are. Okay, so we have first had two. Let's start with you. Are you still in Speed Racer? I forgot.
Yes, okay. Wait, what happened?
You had the first song.
Yeah, oh,
first
yeah. Song. Oh,
why don't you tell me the artist and the song?
It is Kai Dreams, the artist, and the song is called Through and Through.
Let's would you have any flavor text? Or do you want me to just move on to Brain Like?
Well, I think Kai Dreams is, like, really cool. He's only, like, 20 years old.
What?
And he has, like, such a cool, like, set of skills. Like, he's done sampling from a what movie? Spirited Away.
What?
He's done sampling from there. He does, like, lo-fi. He does, like, ukulele. So it's just, like, a really cool genre that I've been getting into.
Heckin' great.
There's so many talented people who are, like, our age.
Right? I'm like, when did you have the time to have all this talent?
Oh, gosh.
What happened?
Oh, I just needed to pause this.
Oh, okay.
And then Brains, what are you up to?
So, my song was called Beautiful Day by a band called Lyre Latemps. That's not L-I-A-R, that's L-Y-R-E, like the instrument. Mm-hmm. I know almost nothing about the band, but their music slaps.
It's fair.
Really, like, funky, good music. Basically the only type of music that I ever play on here. but it's good. I don't know. I always feel like I have less facts than everyone else about their songs and bands, because all I know is that I heard it once on YouTube autoplay and then really liked it and saved it.
See, that's
and that's the story.
Fair. That's very fair. I've also done that here before.
I like doing this. I do like putting some. Sometimes there's good flavor text. Sometimes it's really just like, I like this.
Yeah.
I like to have a mixture of both.
I got some flavor text. It's like, yeah. This song was, I heard it during a crappy period of my life, and I felt good hearing it, and that's why, that's a good mental association to have with the song. So whenever I play it, like, I just kind of get in a good mood. It's
oh,
nice.
That's hot. Oh, that's yeah. So good. We love that kind of content.
Here for that.
Yeah.
anyway, so we have next was Style by Taylor Swift. This is in my car. This is an album's 1989.
Yeah, you really like that one, right?
Well, this is like the only one I know that well.
Okay.
Because I also have listened to it like 4 to 5 times now. Because,
cool.
So fun fact. So one of my exes really like shout out to Andrew, he's not listening, but is obsessed with Taylor Swift, and so we've actually bonded on this, and he told me that Style is actually written for Harry Styles.
Oh my God.
One of the people
this
is about him.
Wait, isn't there a breakup song also about him?
I think
the, like, big breakup, what's it called? The one that everyone made fun of.
I know you were troubled.
The we're never, ever getting back together.
Oh, there's that other
Isn't
one.
Isn't that
no,
one?
That was Jake
him?
Gyllenhaal.
Oh, really?
Because,
like, I saw this video where she was at her concert performing that song. And, like, you know that part in the song where it's like, he calls me up and he's like, I still love you. She did it in a British accent. And all the fans were going crazy because they thought it was about Harry Styles.
No, that was pre-Harry Styles, was it not?
No, it was after. No, Red came out. No, it was on Red.
Well,
right?
It was the concert was after anyway.
Oh.
Yeah,
but that actually that's a good point. Was Red before or after 1989? Do you
before.
Know?
Red was before.
Okay, so I guess the song wasn't about him, but she just, like, threw some shade at him at that concert, yeah. I guess.
That's possible.
It's stories like this that make me so glad my life is not in the public eye.
Oh my gosh, right?
Oh, gosh. I would... A lot of bad things would happen.
Yeah, no.
But anyway, so Styles about it. Taylor Swift is coming out with a new album soon.
Oh, right.
Lover.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how I feel about it.
I don't
How do
either.
You feel about it, DJ Sagittarius?
Well, specifically her one song that's like, you need to calm down.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, we already have Macklemore. We don't need, like, another straight person to, like, sing about the gays, is what I'm saying.
Is Taylor Swift straight?
Yes. She hasn't come out as queer.
That's true. I thought she, for a hot second, I thought back in, like, 2012 she did.
No.
No?
Okay, I imagine that, and I'm not, maybe this is my own delusion, and I'm willing to admit it. But... Okay, yeah, no, that song was dumb. It was really dumb. I agree with you. It just felt like Walmart could have come out with it.
Because it looked like an Old Navy commercial, right?
The music video. It did. It looked just like, Walmart I could just see those, it. Like, boyfriend cut jeans.
Yeah.
And, you know, what? Wait, what were you going to say?
I just said, are you sure Walmart didn't produce it?
No, not at all. I think that's the game theory we were all looking for.
I think they did. Maybe a Walmart Old Navy duo.
Old Navy Walmart collab.
They would never.
I think the problem is Lover is like old Taylor Swift. But the problem is we've moved beyond old Taylor Swift.
I actually loved Fearless era Taylor Swift.
You're not alone.
That's my favorite album.
It's a very... That's actually Andrew's favorite album.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's like, lyrically it was really good, musically it was really good, and like, I feel like she wasn't like putting on... Like, Bad Reputation was like just so... putting on an act, like it was so fake.
Well, yeah, it was really dumb because she was doing a lot of stuff with like drama, mm-hmm. that she actually wasn't really on the right side of anyway, mm-hmm. and also wasn't exciting enough for it to really matter.
Yeah, like nobody cares about edgy Taylor Swift. We're here for like America's sweetheart Taylor Swift.
But she's not edgy.
She's trying to be though.
See, that's the worst part.
Exactly. Like, I hate, I don't know, mm-hmm. just that persona that she seems to be putting on.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I feel like Fearless was like her, like just bearing her soul. Like, I feel like it's a very her album.
I can see that. I agree with you. Especially like, you know what edgy Taylor is like? It's those girls. Like, it's the quirky culture.
It is.
I'm not like other girls. I watch Marvel movies. Like, oh my god. I'm not like other girls. I buy snacks and watch The Office.
Oh, that's literally it, though.
Oh my god. I marathon Friends last vacation. I'm not like other girls.
That's literally Taylor Swift. Like,
I've killed him.
Equality. I love my gay best friend. That's Taylor Swift.
Oh, I'm overreaching the mic. Oh. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I have such different taste in music. I love Tame Impala.
Nobody understands
me. I feel like
me.
I was just taken in a time portal back to high school.
I'm afraid that someone's going to hear and they're going to get very offended by how much they're being called out, but it's
okay
fun.
To like yeah. The Office of Tame Impala, just don't act like you're special for it.
I think that's the problem. I feel like they do. I feel like they've discovered it, and then like, it's...
You're not better for your music tastes.
The first Tame Impala song I listened to was Rihanna's cover of Same Old Mistakes. So I didn't know I listened to a Tame Impala song.
I didn't like it at first. I think I listened to the same thing, only was the Tame Impala cover of himself, which is just a song.
Yeah.
But I thought, okay, that's all right. And I listened to, which is the one that, like, literally everyone blasts? Oh, The Less I Know, The Better.
Yeah.
I didn't like it at first, and then it took a little while, and then I liked it. But
I, like, don't really... I like his song with SZA.
I only listened to one Tame Impala song ever. I forget what it is, and it was at the request of a very short-term ex who was basically the exact person you guys are describing.
Oh, stop.
I was like, oh my god, there's this band, Tame Impala. I'm like, oh.
I'm so different.
I'm gonna forget your name next week.
Oh my gosh.
Like other girls.
I'm so different.
I love dogs.
Stop.
Oh my god,
that's
liking
me.
Dogs is not a personality.
I don't know.
Exactly. Try me.
The other thing
well,
is
your
like,
dog is special.
I feel like that type of person also has a very high correlation with if you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best.
Which, oh gosh.
That was probably their yearbook quote.
No, stop.
That or, is it? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Oh, that was like every other person.
Guys, gals, anywhere, anyone else, if you see the line, if you don't deserve me at my worst, you don't, or if you can't handle me at worst, you don't deserve me at my best, that is one of the largest red flags. People will just fly out in front of, just leave, run.
Well.
Turn tail, get out, not worth it.
That's how you know when to leave.
When you know what, yeah, that's when you know you're folding. You're gonna walk away now.
Is everything a gambling reference, Rose?
Stop!
Rose, this isn't a radio station. This is an intervention.
This is not what for my crippling anime addiction or for my crippling gambling addiction.
Both.
I almost swore.
They're tied. They're tied together.
You know, I don't know if you're walking into this, but you're actually more right than
they're tied.
I've known you for 3 years.
They're tied in a beautiful anime called Kakegurui.
Compulsive.
It's 2 seasons out, and I just finished the 2nd season.
It's so good, right?
It's
though?
So good. It's very good.
It's very good.
All you listening, go watch it right now.
Right now. Well, listen.
If you've already watched it, go rewatch it because it's amazing.
Yeah. Don't watch it right now. Watch it in 28 minutes after the show's
over.
You're
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Watch it at 11.
They all yeet anyway. we'll play some music. We also, the PSA has to be read at some point.
Okay. I mean, DJ Sagittarius.
It's fine.
Pick one.
You can pick one.
PSA, liking The Office does not make you unique or special.
Oh my gosh.
Honestly, let's add it in here.
Honest, that is the PSA.
I have a pen. Let's do it.
What's like the there is like an anime version too. It's My Hero Academia. I feel like there's always that flavor of the month of like.
I feel like it's JoJo.
No, don't touch JoJo.
I'm not saying JoJo is bad, and also I'm not saying The Office is bad. I'm just saying that it's well known.
Special.
It's popular. It's not unpopular. It's not niche.
Okay, I'm willing. That's actually true. You know, that's fair. I'm willing to do this. All right, I'm going to play some music.
You know we're gonna find you, sick in the car, see cause you're
That's it. There we go. I kind of just, my brain just shorted out for a minute, and then I was like...
It's okay, mine did too, because I didn't realize until now that that was the instrumental version.
I like the instrumental versions. Like there's a couple I like the vocal versions more, but like mm-hmm. whenever I put in the car, I have both volumes 1 and 3. Mm-hmm. 3 has all the vocals.
Well, what about 2?
2's weird. It has a couple of the instrumentals and a couple voice dramas.
Hmm.
Shrugs.
So you just need 1 and 3. But yeah, it was still really good. I just like didn't realize that they weren't singing also.
Okay, let's actually... DJ Sagittarius has a PSA for us.
Yes. Shortness of breath, wheezing, chronic bronchitis, sound like you? Then you should ask your doctor about COPD. More information at www.learnaboutcopd.org. A message from the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
That's like a hot PSA.
Thank you.
My neighbor has COPD.
My friend's mom has COPD.
Don't they have like those purple inhalers?
Are they purple? Are they inhalers?
No. To be honest, they look like, do you remember like the, like foot-long gum that's like in a pink package? Yes.
But Hubba Bubba?
Yeah, but like, gum by the...
Oh. Well, I know there's fruit by the foot.
Yeah.
It's not fruit, but... It's like... You know what it is? It's like the gum rope. And then, yeah. like...
And you, like, open it like that. Like,
yeah.
That. Yeah.
Is yeah. that Hubba Bubba?
Isn't it? Hold up.
Do you...
This is very important information.
Yeah, hang on.
Hubba...
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I do
I'm
know exactly
sure it's
Hubba
Bubba,
Oh, it's not Hubba Bubba.
What?
No? Oh, no, it is. It is Hubba Bubba. It is this one, right?
Yeah, but what's, like, the... Bubble tape. That's it.
Ah.
Because there's also, okay. like, the square ones.
Right. Yeah, I saw that one come up first, and I was like, oh, it's not, but it is. Bubble tape.
Bubble tape. Yeah, so, like, it looks like that, only it's purple, and for your COPD.
Wait, so, like, it's a circular container?
Yeah.
Does it open like that, or just the container is circular?
I need to figure this out. I'm going on
like
the big
critical
girl
important to
COPD medication. It's the purple one. Where's the purple? That's it. It's an inhaler. Yeah.
You're right. It is a purple inhaler.
Yeah. And it's like, because it's a lung disease / disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's also pills.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you can talk to your doctor for more information about COPD.
Thank you, DJ Sagittarius.
Thank you. I think that's actually, the one I'm mentioning, I think, is a specific brand, because I think I saw it on TV.
Is it called bubble tape?
It's actually just bubble tape. That's it.
With medicine laced inside.
That actually doesn't seem like a bad idea.
Yeah, if there are pills, why not? It'll go down eventually.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, let's ID this music. First was Undercover Martin by Two Door Cinema Club from their first full-length album, Tourist History. Still their best album.
I just love the iconic. Have you seen those vines?
No, what? There's vines of this?
Yeah, there's one, or maybe it's a TikTok, whatever, but there's one of a girl, and it's, like, her dad standing right there, and she, like, slaps his man boobs.
Wait, I think I saw that one.
Really?
Yeah. You hit that last good. Time, you know we're gonna find you. It's so good. It's such a good song. Is it my favorite on the album? Maybe.
Is What You Know also on that album?
Yes, it is.
That's my favorite.
It's a good one.
It's a very good one.
But that line... The chorus is so good on
it
that
It really
one.
Is, yeah. What's that other one that everyone knows? It's like some girl's name.
Oh, I was thinking about Something Good Can Work. That's one like everyone knows.
Hmm. There's one, it's like... It's like a girl's name. And it's like something... Never mind.
Okay.
Not important.
It's important to me.
The purple inhaler is important. That is not important.
And Next one was Lasso by Phoenix from their third full-length album, Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix. Also, great album.
Mm-hmm.
You might know.
Retweet.
What?
Retweet.
Retweet.
It's a great album.
It is a great album. Yeah, 1901.
Mm-hmm.
Listomania.
Mm-hmm. Bop.
Armistice.
Mm-hmm. What's that? There's one that I know, and it was in a commercial. I just can't think of songs today. I don't know what's wrong. It'll come to me later. Oh, Entertainment? Is that in that one?
No, it's on Bankrupt.
Okay, cool.
Such a good album title. What chapter?
Phoenix is great.
What chapter is it?
What?
What chapter of bankruptcy is it?
I don't know.
What chapter?
The first one.
Kenny? Wait. Hang on.
What?
Can you file? Oh, it's consumer bankruptcy.
Okay.
Bankruptcy has chapters.
Okay.
I'm not going... You don't know how tempted I am to talk about this.
Yeah,
right
I can.
Now.
I can, like, feel it emanating from your person. Called it in, Rose. Is there another ID? Next ID.
Hang on. It's sentimental.
Come on, Tolstoy.
Sentimental tune.
By who did it?
Deegan and Sarah.
Wow, both of them.
Stop. And it's from their it's from their album.
Oh no, you're turning red.
It's from their album.
What's their album?
What album, Rose?
Listen.
You can do it. You're almost there.
Rose, I believe in you.
You miss 100% of the shots you never take.
Rose, it's okay, we're handling you at your worst.
It's okay, Rose, you're not like other girls. You can do it.
Sainthood.
You did it. You're such a boss, just like Michael from The Office.
Stop.
I think it was Will Ferrell.
What?
Wasn't Will Ferrell, like, gonna be a boss?
No, maybe? I don't know.
Boss baby?
No, that's Alec Paul. That's Alec Baldwin. And he was the boss in 30 Rock, too.
Alec Baldwin was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then who was Will Ferrell?
He was, like, a one-season character on The Office.
Oh, he was?
I've been watching a lot of Office retrospectives right now because I know I'm not going to watch the show, so I'm just going to watch other people's hot takes and regurgitate
them. It's just so long. Oh, I feel like you could even just, like, look up good episodes and just watch those episodes. Like, you don't have to watch the whole thing.
I feel like there's such a pressure to binge now. Like, you're are you a real fan?
I finished season 7 of Orange is the New Black in one day.
Yeah, and I gave up after season 3. And this is why we can't be
I fun. Didn't actually watch it in one day.
I didn't watch that, but I watched... Like,
Kakegurui? Oh,
I did watch Kakegurui. I watched that in 2 days. No, wait, no. It took me a little longer because I was starting to work at that point. Mm. I watched Umbrella Academy season 1 in one day.
Good for you. How was it?
It was awesome. Really? Ellen Page is so hot.
Have you seen, why can't I think of names today? It's, like a new adaption from the 70s show. What is it called? Tales of the City? Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't.
It's really cool. It's about, I forget what city it is, somewhere in California. And the original one from like the 70s or 80s or wherever, it just like focuses on like different queer people's stories, like living in this city. They live in like the same like housing unit.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and then the recent one, it came out like this year actually. Also has Ellen Page in it, but it's like it has a lot of the same characters, and so it's just like their story continued. So like the main character from the 80s one is Ellen Page's adopted mom.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's really good.
That's so good. I should, is it on Netflix?
Yeah.
I should check that out.
You should.
Oh. I know I'm gonna...
You should.
I'm gonna do it. I've watched... Well, I've been watching Rila Kuma and Kaoru.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
How do you like it?
Okay.
It's so freaking cute.
It's so cute. The stop animation is...
beautiful. Like... flawless.
I have this problem with Kaoru when she like literally kicks like the bears out of their house, and I'm like, just because like a fortune teller was like, you're not gonna get married, like
I don't remember that. I remember the fortune teller. Wait, did she straight up kick them out?
There was like, you can go live with Tokyo from now on.
Oh, wasn't it because like they were, did they do anything to cause that?
I'm being a little pouty, I guess, but, like... Or when she runs up the bill on exercise equipment because, like, a guy was super hot. Like, I think the problem was, is, like, Kaoru was so, like, fun, relatable, and flawed, but relatable.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just does this stuff where I'm like, no one does this.
Chill.
Also, speaking of anime...
I thought you like saw something that was wrong.
We also had the Pillows brand new love song from Fooly Cooly soundtrack volume 1. But I just want to ID that. Also, what? Did you stutter?
I bit my tongue.
Stop.
Anime jokes.
How many people will get it? We don't know.
Is that a JoJo reference?
No. Is that a? I finished part 5. I am done.
That's the last one, right? Or latest one?
Yes.
Good for you. Da-da. I'm still in part 4 with Tirza.
Is it? How do you like it? It's my favorite part.
I haven't gotten much farther, but like. I don't like it as much as part 2. Part 2 is my all-time favorite. And I don't think I like it as much as part 3 yet either. But we're getting there.
We'll see. I really like the... when the villain shows up, which is...
I haven't gotten there yet.
Which is actually kind of late. It's like episode 18 when he shows up.
Bro. How many episodes are there?
36.
Oh, so it's halfway through? Okay. Yeah.
I like him a lot. I think because I feel like I can see... I feel like if I make a couple wrong terms, I'll just become him in the future.
I'm so excited. I have to get there. Maybe we'll binge it over, like, some break or something.
Yeah! Also, reminder, guys, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We are almost done with this hour. Can you believe it?
No, I can't.
I can't either.
I refuse to believe it.
I can believe it.
Don't you hate when time passes linearly?
Yeah, I only like when it passes circularly.
Yeah.
What do you like when time passes?
Okay, have you ever seen those, like... like, you know those shapes? The ones that, like, you know, goes up and down and then around, and you get, like, some weird seven-sided, you know, concave polygon that...
I feel like this is Rose's alley.
Like when you turn a sphere inside out, like that thumbnail?
What, no.
Wait, hang on.
I'm talking
on.
About a 2D shape.
Okay, you're talking about a 2D shape.
It's just a seven-sided polygon. But like concave and weird and not regular.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah. Just like when time goes like that.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay, and it's like a valid polygon, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like when you get to one of the corners, it feels like a real LSD trip.
You're like, whoop.
Yeah. Oh, I relate to that one. Yeah.
Is that also your favorite?
Anyways, it is almost yesterday, so.
It is on point.
Well, it was tomorrow, so.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
What?
I think we need some coffee.
I swear, I think you can just sort.
I also believe it is 15 seconds from 11 o'clock.
It is. We should probably, we can put on like a...
Play Me Off, Paul.
Yeah, only it'll be Crystal Castles.
That sounds like a drug I'd take before going back.